See, the only place.
Really? When did you get it?
You want a bench that has a piano on it right here?
Bench?
Yeah.
I know.
Okay.
See, we could, my voice gets really quiet during parts of these songs. So I could either use a mic or we could just all come like really close. Thank y'all for coming, and thanks to Rebecca and Josh and Eli who helped with the show, and to Biko, and this project is called Stones and Flood. I usually play with a drummer named Ruth, but she couldn't come because it was a last minute sort of thing. There's going to be another band's tour called Seed, but that bandmate couldn't come, so just doing by myself. I'm going to start with a song that I wrote about my friend Maria, because she had a birthday recently, and she asked people to write songs for her birthday. And I was like, it was like her birthday, and I was like, I had known about it like a month beforehand. And I waited till the day to write the song, and I wrote it in like 15 minutes or something like that. And then I wrote the next verse like a couple days later. But this is it. Well, I met you in Tacoma, where we both used to live. Parked at the guitar shop and at the art show of our friends. We went to the same shows and became better friends. And then we moved to other cities and remembered our friendship. I think you're beautiful, and I think you're smart. I like being around you, I'm good from the start. You remind me I'm beautiful, you remind me I'm smart. And I'll always love you, 'cause that's how we are. Well, we tried out a romance, but it was a good excuse to hang out. We got closer together, and then we both just kind of backed out. And now we're best friends forever. I wish the old eyes could see us. Josh kind of passively encouraged me not to use a mic, made me think about it for a second. I was like, yeah, this is better without a mic. I mean, I'm sure that wasn't, maybe it wasn't your motive, but when you asked, it made me think about it. But I think it was your motive. Thank you. Okay. I could play... So bad that I might take a break from my past and all the weight that holds me back. Whoa. I want this to last. Woo! I always close my eyes, and I was always curious about how it would feel if I had my eyes open and everyone else had their eyes closed. So I can't require that, of course, but I could ask.
Okay.
Would you all be interested in trying that, or does anybody know?
I don't feel like staring at
under the moonlight, there are stars and there are trees surrounding me. In the woods, I'm not alone in my body. We are trees and we are stars and we are rocks that came from stars, and there are oceans in the blood inside our bodies. And we are trees and we are stars and we are rocks that came from stars, and there are oceans in the blood inside our bodies. And there are whales in the ocean. There are whales in the ocean. I've been a whale in the ocean. I am a whale in the ocean. And that memory's in me, just like the stars and rocks and trees. We are one. It's like a self-portrait. So I'm singing to myself. Pretty much. I'm like, this is what I would want to hear from a song when I wrote this song. Sometimes you have to write the song you want to hear. The end of the song I wrote, but when I first came up with these chords, it was because I was covering a song by the Next Door Neighbors, and they're like from the Northwest, and they're like an electronic, like keyboards and drum machine bands, and they're really good friends. song. It's kind of a cool sing along if you feel like singing. I'll just sing a little bit. And if you don't know how, we can figure it out. We can figure it out. And if you don't know how, we can figure it out. We can figure it out. And if you don't know how, we can figure it out. We can figure it out. And if you don't know how, we can figure it out. We can figure it out. So, Dylan is here, like, a song where I start yelling at the end and use this metaphor about, like, energy and chi and stuff like that. Or do you want to hear, like, a really long love song?
I want to hear both.
Want to hear both? Are people down for both?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. I want to play the love song first. So I want to end yelling. Anybody have like a little bit of water handy? I didn't plan ahead. Thank you very much. And thanks so much. What was your band called?
Sledding with Tigers.
Sledding with Tigers. For letting me use their guitar.
No problem.
And also to Matt Bear for offering his guitar. And also the first band for playing. Gosh, I don't even know how to use this thing.
I don't know.
You have to take off the top.
There's like an extra straw in there. Thank you.
this will work out anyway. Well, maybe this will work out anyway. Well, maybe this will work out anyway. Well, maybe this will work out anyway.
I think this is the most recent song.
Hangs out in the spaces in between.
know that first part of the song is about my dad. And also, I'm on tour from Olympia from the Northwest, and it was such a last minute thing that I didn't have time to make some tapes because I ran out of my last like set of tapes. But I would appreciate any donations for gas money that anybody would like to make. And I do have some like patches and stickers and buttons from Talking Helps Records, which is a label that I helped run in the Northwest. There's a lot of cool bands on it. So, and I'm from San Diego too. Yeah, I grew up in San Diego.
Yeah.
I still got the 619 number.
Hey,
Bobby. Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah,
we can
fight
later. 858 was the area code that they like. Well, it was always North County, but then they like, at some point when I was in high school or something.
They added 858 like
yeah,
later in my
life. They incorporated it, yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, they like moved the area, and so all of a sudden a bunch of people's numbers changed to 858. Anyway.